Well, thank you very much, Renata, and good morning to everybody. Thanks for turning out. Despite the funny weather today, summer seemed to have ended overnight. We seem to be in autumn, so we are indeed in a new mode. My name is John Borry. I'm the program lead for weapons of mass destruction and other strategic weapons at UNIDIR, and it's my pleasure today to moderate the discussion. The reason why we're holding this event today is really to take advantage of the fact that we have some excellent experts in town. As Renata mentioned, we're in the process of preparing some research. The first tranche of that work is a series of papers that we'll publish later in 2019. And so several of our authors, but also other experts who are assisting us with our work, are in town. We held a workshop yesterday afternoon involving those authors and respondents. And so because they are here, we thought it would be an excellent opportunity to have a discussion about some of the issues that Renata's been highlighting already this morning. Now, we're also conscious that you all attend a lot of meetings, and there is a tendency in this town toward death by PowerPoint. So we're going to try to avoid the use of PowerPoint this morning and have a more, if you like, improvised discussion in which we can not only ask the our experts some questions from the podium, but also to bring in your questions and comments as well on issues around compliance and enforcement. So what we'll do is we'll start with the moderated discussion, and then toward the end of the meeting, I'll invite my colleague, our lead researcher on WMD compliance and enforcement, James Revel, to talk a bit about where our research is at and some of the inputs that we've had from our experts and sort of how we're going to specifically kind of move forward over the next few months. Now, we've allotted 3 hours for this meeting, but we don't have to use all of the 3 hours. But our experience has been that, in fact, there is an appetite in Geneva amongst the disarmament community for talking about some of these issues in a more informal atmosphere outside some of the formal mechanisms that we have, and that we do tend to fill the timer. But we'll see how we go. So if there are no more questions and comments, then we'll draw the meeting to an end. But I think that there's plenty to talk about this morning, so we shall see. Before we start, I think what we should do is briefly introduce the speakers on our panel. Maybe we'll start from my right to left. Pavel, would you like to start? Who are you, Pavel?